our first public hearing.
Case number 12,383, Thomas F. and Betty J. Duncan seek variances from the front yard setback and corner front yard setback requirements for a proposed pool and a proposed structure, a variance from the height, fence height requirement for a proposed fence. Sections of the code 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property located on the northeast corner of Arrow Drive and Trails End Drive within the Blackwater Village subdivision. The 911 address is 34023 Arrow Drive, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 263. They're requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the required 3.5-foot height requirement for a fence, a 27-foot front yard variance from the 30-foot front yard requirement for a shed, proposed shed, 18-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard requirement for a proposed pool. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
The applicant in attendance?
Yes.
Please come forward and be sworn in.
Ma'am.
Correct.
Right up here.
Oh.
Did you state your name for the record?
Betty Duncan.
And your address?
34023 Arrow Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Sir, state your full name and address for the record.
Tom Duncan, 34023 Arrow Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Yes, thank you. Do you swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could I submit some photographs?
You can. Down here, you will not get them back.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Madam Chair.
Thank you.
If I might, before you begin, my apologies. Maybe it's just me, but I heard in the opening that there was a request for variance for a shed.
Yes.
27 feet.
It's 3 feet.
3 feet. I apologize.
It's going to be 27 feet from the property line, so it's a variance of 3 feet.
Okay. My concern is that in my documentation, I didn't have anything regarding a shed.
Right. It's shown on the site plan.
I'm looking at the application. That's correct.
So when they filled out the application, they didn't realize their shed was in it, but when staff reviewed it, we picked it up because it was shown on their site plan and it was advertised correctly that there's a variance needed for the shed.
Which is a kind of a little pool house area.
Yeah, the pool house.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Dr. Carson, that is something that sometimes staff will find is if in reviewing the survey, and in this case for the applicant as well, if we're able to find things that perhaps could, other non-conformities that we need to bring the property into compliance, we'll advertise for those so that we can hopefully clean up all the issues with the property at the same time.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Okay. Explain what your request is and read your responses.
Okay.
Well, do you have any questions for us?
You need to convince us of the criteria.
We bought a property in 2015 that comprised of two lots. And because of my wife wanting a pool, we bought a third lot. And when we bought...
Later on.
And the original survey showed that the 30-foot setback was on Trails End for two of the lots, and the lot that the house is on had a 30-foot setback from Arrow Drive. When we combined the lots, and we didn't realize this...
And resurveyed,
the setbacks weren't listed on the new survey, but when we came in here, we were informed that that two-thirds of the property, the setbacks had been changed.
were for the new lot that we bought, that we merged. So we bought two lots, our house and a garage that were on two lots backed up to the wetlands. We bought a third lot, which is that very front parcel shaded by the trees that's on the corner. And we're on two dead ends. And we want to put the pool, you know, up behind this grove of trees that are on the corner. But when they resurveyed, there were no setback lines drawn on the 2017 survey.
That was approved by the county.
So we came in to look at the into the pool permit and found out that we had to move the pool 30 feet in. Instead of what was originally marked on the original survey back in 2013 as a 10-foot as a 10-foot setback.
10 or 15, yeah. 15.
Do you have those pictures? That's the old one.
So the 2017 survey doesn't have the lines, but they were on the 13th survey.
Correct.
But they changed.
They changed the line from the one property that we bought, which was where our residence was a 30-foot setback. And we actually had to come before you back in 2015 when we bought the lot because our porch, when we bought the house, over the prior owner extended the house 2 feet. So that at that point, we came in, that was 30. And then when we combined all three lots together, bought that third lot, the line was just drawn straight down from the original house, the setback. And setbacks and property lines confuse me terribly, so I hope I'm using the right terminology.
You still have a 30-foot setback on the other two lots. Yes, you do, because it's here. Because it's on Trails End.
So Trails End's going to be considered the corner front, so that's going to be the 15. When they combined all three lots, the property is addressed off of Arrow Drive, which turned all of that frontage into the 30-foot front yard setback, and anything along Trails End is the corner front, which is the 15.
Okay.
But in also in doing so, they lost the what would be the setback areas from the lots to each other. So there would have been a building setback from lot one to lot two and three. That area is no longer.
So now they're not looked at separately. They're looked at adjoint.
Right. And we have no backyard, as you can see from the photo. We only have that frontage, and we're trying to move the pool as far from the wetlands as possible. And
why don't you? You don't have a backyard?
We don't have a backyard.
The aerial photo shows
it's like 10 feet wide.
It's very deceiving looking at the plot plan, because 20% of the property is in the wetlands. The photos kind of show a much better.
I think that's an excellent backyard, but okay.
Oh no, that's we don't go all the way back. That's Denrec's nature preserve land behind us.
Okay.
Behind where the white fence is on the ground.
Uh-huh.
That's all Denrec swamp wetlands area.
Okay.
Cuz we have a property marker.
So why
to be the least obtrusive
least visible to the public.
Less impact on the neighborhood and the wetlands.
What's the uniqueness of the property?
Well, now with the new setbacks, it's a very narrow property. If you go in 30 feet, we lose part of the property behind the garage and everything due to the low-lying area and the wetlands.
Okay.
The garage faces.
And bringing it further down into the toward the wetlands, it's low lying, so it drains all the way down. We've had Sussex Conservation come in and help us with drainage issues.
Okay.
And so they've tried to tailor it so that it drains down into the wetlands, and that's the problem in the center of the yard.
Okay.
So that's why we want to tuck it up to those trees if possible.
All right, so the uniqueness of the property, it's a narrow lot, you don't have a backyard, it's low-lying draining area to the back of Lot 2.
And we're on two dead ends.
Okay.
So traffic, there's no traffic coming.
There's three houses on the, on Arrow, and there's...
And we're one of them.
What's the second reason for granting a variance?
The fence height?
Cannot otherwise be developed. You have to convince us of these five reasons for granting a variance.
Well, with a 30-foot setback, the lot can't be developed because that, the, well, lot's only 65 feet wide.
The original lot...
So it takes it all the way back, and putting a pool in, you know, we have to mound it anyway, and we're afraid we're going to hit water the closer we move to the wetlands. And there's a truck entrance, we also, we do a lot of firewood. So trucks come in and dump firewood off toward the back end of the property, so there's a egress area back in there too.
Not created by the applicant.
Well, we didn't change the setbacks, we didn't know about the setbacks being changed. We went in, you know, dumb and happy, thinking the setbacks were still 15 feet, not lining back up to that front house, you know, the house line.
Did the county join these three lots, or should they have left them three separate lots?
They could have left them three separate lots, however, they would not have been able to build on them because you cannot put an accessory structure without a primary structure. So you would have had to have had a house on one of the part, on the...
Well, actually, the barn, when we bought the house, we had to buy the barn and the house together because you, it wasn't...
There was a non-conforming issue with that already.
Right, right. And that's, I mean, we inherited that or bought that problem, yeah.
Okay. And number four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
We're at the very, very back of the village.
The last house.
The last house, the whole last property, and we just back up to all the nature preserve.
So nobody can build behind us, or to the right of us, or to the left of us? Because we'll be on that whole side of the street, basically.
And we're also a very wooded community, and our community, our HOA, and I'm treasurer of the HOA, we're very much against trees being taken down for, you know, just any reason. There's fines in our covenants for that.
Number five, minimum variance.
We just thought that the, as far as the pool fencing height, it would make it the least obvious to people for some privacy with the fence height, the least noise and the greatest privacy to the, you know, to neighbors.
And the further we get away from the wetlands, the better for the wetlands and for the pool itself. And like I said before, looking at the plot plan, the lot looks a lot bigger than it really is. When you look at the photos, 20% or more is marsh or underwater or...
So looking at your survey, where are these wetlands?
If you look at the photo...
Looking at the survey? She's looking at the survey. The serv, it's...
You see, there's a bulkhead right there.
If you look on the screen, see the tidal wetlands are on the online map.
I know where that is.
Okay, so...
Where I was asking...
Sorry.
For them to explain to me, because Morris and Sarah Justice are in the adjoining lot.
Right.
Correct.
Morris is no longer with us.
Yeah, Morris passed, yeah.
I know, yeah, I understand that. Okay, does that conclude your presentation? Is there anything else?
Does it conclude, I think it does, I mean, I think we've...
Well, we also brought a support...
The former HOA presidents here, and are of the architect, and...
Well, we'll get to them.
Okay.
And we also...
Presentation.
Okay.
She said there was no letters of support. We did saw, we did submit a letter from the current architectural committee and the current president of the HOA, And the past president of the HOA.
And we have a letter from one of the neighbors on the street.
Did you submit those with your application?
I'm not, I thought we did, maybe we didn't.
That's okay, we can take them now.
Okay.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
Yes, please. So if I'm looking at your 2017 survey, the one that has the pool on it.
Okay.
Okay. And so just so I'm clear, then in the, in what I would call the bottom left-hand corner where it says lot two.
Where it says lot two.
Yeah, okay.
Down in there is where the wetlands are?
Yes, right behind that.
You see in lot two that little double line? That's a bulkhead. So water comes in up and around and into this area. And I've got where I split wood is like right where that number two is.
Okay.
And there's a truck, if I did it on another diagram, instead of bringing trucks in on the driveway, we bring them between that number two and where I have the proposed pool. They drive in and dump off logs to be cut up and split.
I had another question about that access.
But oh.
Is the pool drawn to scale? Do you know? On the survey?
Yeah, well, this was cut and pasted. I did that.
Okay.
It's
you want
close
the pool
to scale.
Size? Okay.
Well,
we're trying to hide it behind that grove of trees.
I understand the intent. You brought okay. up the issue of the visual of the lot size in relationship to the pool.
And right.
So my question was, is the pool to scale? And you've answered that.
And the other thing that doesn't really show on the diagram is you have the garage and the lean-to shed, and then next to that there's a driveway for to park a pickup truck there. So,
right.
And they back out.
We have that on the next diagram.
And then we're on lot three. That front part of the house is a septic drain field, so that we couldn't move it up towards that.
Where's the septic and drain field?
In front of the house on lot.
On right. lot where lot three is written on the site plan.
Okay.
And then there's large trees on the either side of the driveway, and we don't want to get into the root system of those.
Thank you.
Any other questions from members of the board?
So you cannot move that pool up any farther?
Up which way?
Pull it toward the wetlands.
Well, the problem is...
not toward the wetlands, toward the road.
That's what we... It's got to move away from the road.
Yes, away from the road, yeah.
Yeah.
That's going toward your garage.
Right.
So that's wetland toward your garage?
Behind our garage is wetlands.
Wetlands. So
but
the
garage doors face...
The garage doors, you couldn't get your vehicles or out from the garage
if
the pool was there because there's not enough backup space.
Okay. You ever think about turning the pool the other way around?
Well, the other thing is, like I said, we're trying to hide this, or I'm trying to hide this pool. So that's at least, that's why on the fence, instead of having like a fort with a 6-foot high fence going the whole, the length of the property, it's only going to go 24 feet or something and curve in. So it's not like you're driving in a neighborhood and seeing a fort sitting there with a big high.
You still don't think about turning the pool around the other way?
Turning.
But then it'll tie into where trucks and stuff come into the property.
Yes, I see that. What do you mean? And the other question I got is you're at the dead end, right?
We're at two dead ends.
Two dead ends.
Okay, why do you need a 6-foot fence in? No houses around you, just said.
Well, there's a house across the street.
Across the street, and your pool's on the other end.
Right, just for privacy, just that one side, just to give a little bit of privacy to the pool area.
And
I mean,
cut
not,
down on the noise too. People sitting around the pool talking and stuff, and it'll
got to be pretty loud.
Yeah, she got hurt. She yells at me.
Just for clarification, if any type of variance is approved for the fence, to be located in, within the setback, the, and there's a pool there, the pool, the fence for, around the pool has to be a minimum of 4 feet in height. So if a, and the maximum height for a fence in the front yard setback is 3.5 feet.
Right.
Just for clarification.
So we're required to have a 4 foot, but because we're on a corner lot, it can't be taller than 3.5 feet is what I understand, yeah.
Because you're placing it within the setback.
Right.
Beyond the setback, it can be taller.
Okay, any other questions?
Where's your well at?
Which one? there's a well.
Will it impede you from putting the pool where you want?
One well's.
To the side of the garage, and the other well's in front of the house.
Okay, right.
Can we have you point it out?
Yeah.
So one well, here's the garage, it's right there, and one well is right here.
And then Sean, what about the septic?
The septic is right, septic field is right there.
What size pool is it?
15 by 28. So it's a small, you know, we were going to go like a 36 or 34 or something, or 16 or 20, but to keep it small and tucked in, like I said, you won't even know it's there, hopefully.
What's the size of that lounge area or closer to the road?
Where your pool shed's at?
About 16 by 30.
And clarification, a patio can go to a property line. Patio under 6 inches, there's no setback.
And the fence can building go. Is not there now, it's proposed.
No, correct? No, we were just gonna get like a 10 by 16 shed or something to just put the lounge chairs or pool equipment or chemicals or something in it that'll be hidden behind the trees, hopefully.
Any other questions? Mr. Wilcox, do you have any questions?
I've got a couple.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Sharp?
I recall you saying something about there was a low-lying area, I guess between where the border between lot 3 and lot 2 was. Did I hear that correctly?
Between lot 2 and 1.
Can you just show us exactly, because I just want to make sure I understand where right. that was.
So we want to put the pool right here, and this is all low line. So when we get flooding, it all floods up right in here. And they've had drainage, we've had drainage worked on Trails End, so the drainage works to try to like get it down into the wetlands there.
Okay, so basically on the wetland, just so I'm clear for the record, the wetland side of the proposed pool location is a low-lying area to that side of the pool where it would be.
Correct, right, because the pool would go here. So, you know, right in there is low-lying. The feet, you look straight ahead and you can see like a dipping in the field where it, and then it kind of, you know.
And you have drainage that runs parallel to Trails End Drive.
Correct.
All right. Now, one of the questions that I did have, and I don't recall you answering, but perhaps you did you look at being able to move the patio and the shed such that they were on the other side of the pool, and that way perhaps the fence isn't as close to the road, the shed's not as close to the road? Did you explore that option?
We explored lots of different options and moved this pool all around, and we put up sticks and marked everything, and we just ended up thinking that was the best location because of the drainage issue, the grove of trees kind of giving us a barrier right on the, you know, front there, access with the vehicles coming in from the trail from Trails End, you know, to dump firewood or whatever. gravel.
One of the, you know, one of the things the board has is that you have to demonstrate that it's the minimum variance. So if you can minimize the need for a variance or the encroachment, that's what we look at. So I guess what you're saying is you weren't able to put the shed on the other side because of the conditions of the property. Is that why, or
yes.
Is this just preferred?
Well, the conditions of the property, it's also preferred to have the least amount of impact on the neighborhood. I mean, you have a lot, and you put a building in the center of it, to me, that detracts.
It sticks out a little bit.
Whereas if it's hidden behind the trees on the corner, that it's
makes
just
it less conspicuous.
All right, I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
I got another question. When you pointed out where the pool was going, that's in the wetlands.
No, no.
This is all the wetlands.
Yes.
And the pool's going to go right here.
No, you said that was low back here.
No, this is low. The field, the center of the field is kind of great, levels down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It's higher here.
Okay.
The highest point of all this area right here, the highest point is right here. Now, the house is up higher, but this is the highest point of all this area. And when we had Sussex
Conservation,
they helped out with the swales, and they have it drained down this way towards the wetlands.
To cut back on
from the rain, okay. From the road, in the woods and everything. This is a higher area in the woods. It'll drain down that way and down the street.
Okay. Mr. Sharp said, would you ever consider, making it easy, turning it around, put the patio on the opposite side?
Which would do what exactly?
The shed would be on the opposite side then.
The violation or is it the pool?
Both. And technically, your pool, the proposed pool, the proposed pool house, and the fence all have issues.
Are they all 30 feet?
No. The shed complies with the 15 off of Trails End, but it is within the 30 to the other road. The fence you want is 6 feet, which is within the 30-foot front yard setback, and then the pool is within the 30-foot front yard setback.
So I'm sorry, the shed is, what's the problem with the shed?
It's 3 feet into the 30-foot front yard setback.
Well, the shed is going on the, that has a 30-foot too? Trails End, there's a 30-foot front?
The way you have it angled, that shed, it's encroaching into Arrow Drive, 3 feet into the 30, it's 27 feet off of from Arrow Drive, not 30 feet off of Arrow Drive. So what they're asking is, have you thought about flipping it to put it on the other side of the pool, closer to the garage?
Okay.
And putting the patio on that side, closer to the garage.
I guess we could, shimmy it down 3 feet. That wouldn't be a big issue there.
But can you put it on the other side of the pool? Is what the question was.
Well, I would rather not even have a shed if I have to put it on the other side of the pool, just for the aesthetics and for the neighbors to not look at a shed house in the middle of the pool.
So you could move the shed 3 feet.
You've got a fence all the way around it. It'd still be on the back side.
I still think with a fence you'd be able to see. That's the thing with the pool.
You live on the dead end. There's only two houses down there.
Right.
You're not giving us anything. You don't want to help us at all.
Yeah.
But you've stated that you could move the shed further away from Arrow Drive.
Yes, okay. We could. Yes. Yes.
So you're going to move it where?
3 feet.
No,
3 feet north.
So you'll be off the patio then.
Right. Or we'll move the patio around
a
little bit.
Or the patio could be smaller.
Yeah. And we can cut that back.
The patio is not an issue. It's the fence height around the patio, because it'd be around the pool, has to be a minimum of 4 feet. They are asking for 6 feet. I think we have a solution for the shed that they are going to move it 3 feet further towards the garage. So it'll be 15 feet off trail's end, but 3 feet further away from Arrow Drive, because it needs to be at least that 30.
Okay.
Okay, are there any other questions from members of the board?
Yes, you said you had to, in order to put the pool in, you had to raise it up?
No, we were going
to. We wanted to raise it up a little bit so to avoid flooding. So we were going to, you know, like mound it a little bit.
A foot from the level ground, maybe a foot up, and then slope the you know, so that leaves and surface water wouldn't go draining
into it.
Do we have delineation lines for the property?
Well, the entire property is in the floodplain, so whatever they do with the pool, if approved, they will have to comply with flood regulations, and that will be part of a building permit if so approved. Because pools and electrical equipment and other things, including the shed, have to be out of the flood or be anchored in certain different ways to comply with flood regulations.
Okay, so then a technical question. If we approve it as a variance, the pool, that doesn't mean they can build a pool?
Correct. They'd still have to get a permit, and they still have to comply with all the other rules and regulations, including floodplain.
I just want to make sure you understand that.
You might have to raise it up more than a foot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I mean, we want to do what's right. We don't want to, yeah.
Okay, no other questions? Is there anyone here in support of this application?
I'd like to speak briefly if I could.
Thank you. Would you please come forward? Are you the only one? I couldn't, so you could have a seat.
Yep, come right here, sir.
Excuse me a second, but this has got name.
Hold on 1 second. We can swear you real quick. Put your hand on the Bible, please. State your name and your address for the record.
Gary Hornbacher, 33800 Shawnee Drive, Dykesboro, Delaware.
You swear affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth?
I do.
The truth. Thank you. You can step up to the.
Do you have any exhibits you can send down in this?
It's not even an exhibit. It just.
Take it down to the end.
We'll take it.
Beg your pardon. These ladies I knew, I proposed to both at the same time. Good evening. My name is Gary Hornbacher. I'm the past president of Blackwater Village Association. I was president and chair of the architectural committee at the time the Duncans considered purchasing the lot for the express purpose of using it for a pool. I wrote down a few comments just to keep myself brief, and if you'll pardon me for a second. But our feeling of the association is that what the Duncans are proposing is really the best use of this piece of ground in the village. Our community has always prided itself on, one, being a wooded community, and two, our 27-acre nature preserve, which we share with Denrick, which is managed by Denrick. So the people who live close to the water enjoy the views, and the opportunity to have someone come forward to buy this open space of ground and basically intend to put a ground level pool in it, as opposed to the alternative being somebody could have bought that piece of ground and it would have been considered an inside lot with a 15-foot setback, and they could have put a two-story home, which would have really changed the aesthetics of waterfront living for a lot of people and the views and everything like that. So when they came before our community, before our committee, we just had several factors we wanted considered. One was the northwest corner of that lot, which would be the lot that's bordered by, at the far end by Trail's End, has a natural swale which carries drainage from Trail's End and the upper part of the village into the Blackwater Marsh, and we didn't want to see any kind of construction or anything that would impede that natural flow of water. Secondly, that southwest corner of the same lot has a grove of trees. In our community, we have bylaws against, in our covenants, restrictions against removing trees that are greater in diameter than 6 inches. Now, for building, of course, we have to allow it, but when we have a choice of keeping trees and keeping people happy, their willingness to not go into that far corner and take out those trees was a plus. And secondly, thirdly, actually, minimizing the construction of fencing and ancillary buildings on the Arrow Drive side of the property, and ensuring minimal viewing obstruction for the motorists, but also viewing opportunities for people coming down. Essentially, what the Duncans did was work with us, and they could have put a narrower, longer, rectangular pool that would have paralleled Arrow Drive and brought it back into their lot. It would have been difficult working with their driveways and their garage, but they might not have had the questions that are now facing you with respect to setbacks. But had they done that, and then had they proceeded to do the required 48-inch fencing along that whole longer stretch, that really would have affected viewing lines for community members and everything like that. So essentially what they did was they tilted their pool and pushed it to the far corner. And I don't have those drawings in front of me, but if you're looking at them and you can visualize being on the other side of Apache Trail looking across, you would still be looking very much at the marshland, the nature preserve, and enjoying some pretty spectacular views most times of the year. So irrespective of the fact that they're asking for a variance and made us aware that it would be necessary, their variance was only for fencing basically surrounding the pool area. They weren't talking about extending 80 or 120 feet of frontage along that side road that they have. So we in Blackwater Village Association just think it's a win for the community. And if it were not at the end of the village, if it were not bordered by the saltwater marsh and everything, it might be a different issue. But as it turns out, the uniqueness of the property layout and the benefits to the community itself really make it a win for us. We're very supportive of their request to your committee and hope you consider it, notwithstanding your technical issues.
So, taking out the view, I mean, that no one's guaranteed a view.
No, you're absolutely right. We deal with that all the time.
Okay, so you're saying that the pool would be the least impact to the land and to the area.
Oh, very much so. Yes. Yes, okay. It's a pastoral scene. It just I'm sure it'll even enhance property values for neighbors.
Does anyone have any questions? Any members of the board have any questions for this witness? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 12,383 to our next regular meeting. Let me think about it.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I too, with a 4-0 vote, will be tabled to our next regular meeting.
What that is, that's